It's okay to catch up on Husey and Kate, but you don't want to miss out on your home ownership goals. MortgageChoice.com.au/bootcamp to learn more about what it takes to get your home loan sorted.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this? 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this? Gather round on the radio now for Husey and Kate.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Yes, happy hump day, everybody. Husey and Kate here to take you all the way.
Coincidental Wednesday. Remember that, guys? Mm. Katie has claimed she's got a great coincidence.
So yes, I do.
She's been holding on to it. She normally blabs everything, but
yes.
She's had the discipline to hold on to this story, and I can't wait for that after 5 o'clock.
Because it happened last Friday, and I haven't told you since. I've been saving it for today. It involves my father-in-law falling off a ladder.
Wow, that'll do. Mm. Tell you, Katie, what I was excited about driving into the building this afternoon about 2 o'clock.
Yes.
And there's a man, there's a pap. There's a pap.
What?
There was a pap at the entrance to the car park. And you know what did I do when I saw the pap? You know what I did?
What did you do?
I wound my window down. I said, "Hey."
How did you see him?
Well, he was right there with his big camera.
Oh.
I said, "Hey." Well, no, did I say, "Hey"? I think I just wound the window down and hoped he would notice me. And he did.
Did he take a photo?
Yeah, but you know what he said to me? Big smile. Oh. Like, I don't think that's what pap's about. Big smile. Big smile. Just a couple of photos.
Day.
Big smile. I'm like, mate, I feel like saying, "Mate, don't you want me looking unhappy? Don't you want me like
lost in having a fight with someone on the phone?
It's not meant to be that I've chased you down the street to get a photo."
Yes.
And I said, "Where are you from?" And he just walked off. I'm like, give me some information.
Really bizarre.
Where am I going to see that photo?
So, what could be going on today?
No, that's exactly what I said to him. I said, "Who are you waiting for?" I didn't, I'm humble and...
Didn't assume it was me,
but he just...
So
he took my...
Smile.
So he took my photo.
That photo, did you smile? So you smiled directly at the back.
But then I said, "Man, I'll give you one without a smile." I sort of just,
did you pretend you were looking at him or not? Where were you looking?
Well, I said, I'll give you a stern one. You know, you've got to give the magazines options here. And I actually said to him, "Who are you waiting for?" And he just said, "Nah, you'll do," and walked off. So, I don't know.
Really odd.
It was odd.
He was gone by the time I got here, unless he was hiding.
He walked off. He's like, he got me and he was satisfied.
Mm.
Anyway, Kate, big show.
Glorious show.
No doubt. I'm going to make an apology on your behalf. To a very aggrieved section of the Australian population. This is a serious
squeaky
thing.
Squeaky wheel gets the oil.
And,
I don't have a rundown.
Well, don't worry about it right now.
I'm on a need-to-know basis.
And that's going to happen soon.
Enough.
But when we come back, you...
Who am I apologising to?
No, well, I'm apologising on your behalf to the traffic controllers of Australia. But when we come back, you are making a shocking claim about my wife.
I mean, that's just awful. Am I doing that in my own voice? Or?
I think so.
Husey and Kate.
You are about to lay a charge against my wife.
Mm. I mean, it's everyone listening to true crime podcasts and watching shows at the moment.
Yeah,
I'm very good at putting the pieces together, Husey, and seeing what picture the puzzle forms, even if it's not a flattering one.
Well, here's the evidence. Friday... my wife, went to school with three children. Hers, yes. Yeah, and dropped them off at school. Yeah. Or dropped two of them off at school and came home with one.
What? But they were all supposed to go to school.
They were all in the uniform.
I mean, it's a legal requirement.
Wanted to go to school, came home.
Even the girl children are allowed to go to school in
and
this country.
The girl, that was Sadie, the seven-year-old, crying because she wanted to go to school. Crying.
Brought her home crying.
Tears.
Brought her home crying.
But, Mummy, I want to go to school.
What did Mummy say?
"You're not going to school.
One
day
you'll marry a rich man. You don't need no education."
No. Well, yeah, that's what she said. And then yesterday, went to school with three children. That's on Tuesday.
Yes, sets off, yes.
Came home with one of them.
What?
Rafferty. He was in his uniform.
Your son?
Yeah. Why is he home?
Your firstborn. Why is he home?
He wants to spend all day at school playing basketball.
He doesn't want to come home.
No, he was at home all day.
What was the story? He was at home.
Apparently he's sick.
What sort of sick?
And then today.
No.
Yes.
Three from three?
Today she goes with three. It comes home with Tess. She's sick apparently. They're all getting the uniforms on. They're all going to school. But one of them isn't going to school. One of them's staying in the car, basically, and coming back.
Now, I think you need to contextualise this. Last week, did your wife finish up her teaching placement?
She was for a month. She was teaching. It's her final placement to become a primary school teacher. So she had a month surrounded by small children.
So for 10 years, she's been stay-at-home mum.
No, 5 years. She was a journalist for 10 years. And since the youngest was born 5 years ago, Tess, she's been at home.
I forgot she went back to work.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So 5 years, she's been at home.
Yeah.
Then she had a taste of freedom. Oh, yeah.
With the children all being at school?
No, we're going back to work.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
The taste of freedom, sorry.
Oh, that's freedom. Working's freedom.
Yeah.
Well, if you stay at home, working's freedom.
Oh, I would have thought so. Yep.
And now that's come to an end.
Didn't like it.
Back at home.
Well,
rattling around the house like a pea in a jar.
So she's on the phone.
Holly wife.
Hi, guys.
Have we summed it up properly? You sound chirpy, but what about the tears as you're slumped over the dishwasher every morning at 9:38 a.m.?
I'm still slumped over a dishwasher whether I've got a child at home or not.
Yeah, but
in tears?
You've got someone to talk to when the child's at home, haven't you?
Well, I mean, in theory, I should have you to talk to anyway.
Yeah, I'm available. I actually am available to talk to in the morning.
You are available to talk to.
The
kids have all had colds. They sound very similar to how you sound, Katie.
Yes, but no one kept me home, Holly wife.
What's the word? No. What's the word for it, Kate? You've got a technical term.
All right, are you ready
term.
For this, Holly
okay.
wife? I've got an accusation, as the French would say, a jacusation.
What is it?
Yep.
That I'm going to level against you. Drum roll, Jack.
Drum roll.
You, Holly wife.
Yes.
Have.
Yes.
Munchausen syndrome by proxy.
I don't have Munchausen syndrome.
Yes, you do.
Make your children sick.
Yes. Well, I don't know if you're making them sick, but finding them sick when they're not sick so that you've got company at home.
She's seeking out sickness. Seeking out sickness. She's like, and what about Sadie, who wanted to go to school?
Desperate.
Sadie was desperate to go to school, but the day before I'd had to pick her up early. They called me to say
had
sick.
You?
So,
Had they called you?
Had they called
you? Listen to what an American... Have you got that?
Yes.
Yes, listen.
This is what it is.
Okay.
Wide variety of presentation for Munchausen by proxy. It's not always going to necessarily be the severe injury. Sometimes things start out mild.
Like keeping a child home from school.
Guys, I have... I think that possibly the children themselves have realised that... Well, Tess being the youngest has realised that both Raph and Sadie had had days off. And that perhaps she had one up her sleeve. But they've all had colds.
Be honest.
Everyone's tired. The teachers say everyone's tired.
Oh, everyone's tired.
Everyone's always tired. Be honest, Holly, and look and on the health of your children, be honest with us. Do you prefer life with one of your children around?
At home.
Look, I do love spending time.
Call the police.
They were definitely sick.
Is she alone? That's the question, Jack.
Have other people got Munchausen's by proxy?
Well, anyone want to put the hand up and say, yes, I prefer my children to be at home?
13, 10, 60, be honest, it's a safe space. Do you keep the kids home for a bit of company?
But have you noticed, only one at a time.
Yeah.
Because we're not stupid.
Now, we do want honest people. Have you ever done it, thought, nah, stay home because I want to hang out with you? Or is my wife... On our own.
Kizzy and Kate.
It's just terrible.
Are you keeping the kids home for company?
But we all have to look out for the well-being of all the children in this country.
And is it the start of Munchausen syndrome by proxy?
Which is when you make your children sick. Because generally you want the attention.
Not always,
but
by proxy could be fabricated illness. So not making
could
them
be.
Sick, pretending
yes.
they're
could
sick.
Be.
Now, the kids have had the sniffles. I won't deny that. But she's had, over the last 4 days of school, three of those days she's had a kid home.
Yes.
Separate children.
Yeah, she can't be alone.
But she's just gone.
Why is she taking the children to school every day, by the way? If you want to make sure the children go to school... Why aren't you taking them?
Because I was on the Sunrise program today, thanks to Sam and Koshy for having me on.
How are they?
They're great.
How's Koshy?
He's good. He was in good form.
And Cash cow?
We're talking about the Donald Trump tweet. So that Donald Trump tweeted
about you.
Saying he endorses Dave Hughes.
Mm.
I didn't see the cash cow, but yesterday I did the Husey Tuesday, where I do around the
network. Around the country.
So that's why I often do take the kids. When I take them, they all stay at school.
Yes, no one wants to spend a day home with dad.
She said, when I got there today, Tess wouldn't get off my lap, so I brought her home.
Weird. I mean, she's a lovely woman. I'm sorry this has happened.
But
to
she's
her.
Admitted she prefers the children being around and not being at school. So that's a start of possibly getting her over this
truantism.
Issue. Tiana, are you also admitting something?
Yeah, so I'm a single mother. I mean, I do have my daughter full time, but she goes to her dad's every second weekend.
Yeah.
And when she's a little bit tired or has a little bit of a cough, I do keep her home. Aww. I work full time as well.
So you've missed her.
I always miss her.
Mm. All right. So you just say to your job, my child's sick today. I can't come in.
Yeah.
How often are you doing this, Tiana?
Oh, not that often. Maybe once every 6 months it might happen.
Not too bad.
But well, luckily you've got your job to keep you honest, because if you didn't have to go to work every day.
Yeah.
She might be home once a fortnight maybe, do you reckon?
No, not that often.
Once a month?
Yeah, no.
Once a month, Tiana.
Not that often, but, you know, if she is feeling a bit tired, school's hard for kids. It's so tiring.
Tiana, life's hard.
Get a helmet. That's what Jennifer Aniston said.
Yes. That great philosopher.
Thank you, Tiana, for your honesty. Jamie, are you going to be honest? Are you going to be honest with her? We've got a bloke being honest. Is that right? What's the story, mate?
I'll be honest. I work full time. If I can get my kid a sneaky day off work, if I've got a day off work, I can sneak my son in, I will.
Oh,
I'll give him a day off work so he can spend the day with me.
Yeah. So
how old's he, Jamie?
He's 2.5.
Yeah, right.
So
that's no harm done.
Yeah, well, isn't it? Absolutely.
That's so who's having a day off? Kinder.
Jamie's having a day off.
If Jamie's having a day off, he wants his son with him.
At 2.5.
Yes.
Well, that's fair enough.
I mean traditionally he could be at home full time anyway.
I reckon it's fair.
Yeah, no, it's really fair. We're all on your team, Jamie. You're a great guy. Hey, guys doing it's not the problem. It's when the women do it.
Is it the problem? Is it Taliban Hughes? Probably you shouldn't leave us in charge of them so much then.
Oh, I'm reeling you in. Chloe. Oh, yeah. Chloe, what's the story?
Well, my mum actually used to let me stay home from school. We used just to go shopping.
Oh, Chloe. Now, how often would you do that?
A lot, but it just depends what I had on at school that day. If I didn't want to go, I'd just say, let's just go shopping.
But hang on, what did your dad make of that?
Well, he didn't know.
Oh, secrets.
Oh, there's a double crime there.
Yeah.
We used to leave all our shopping bags in the back of the car and bring them back in, you know, when he'd fall asleep on the couch at 8 o'clock that night.
Right.
Bring all our shopping in.
Oh, the best days of your life, I suppose.
Fall asleep on the couch and pretend that he hadn't. Then he'd just sort of jerk awake and pretend he'd been awake the whole time.
Yeah, well, we hoped that he wouldn't do that.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, it's common, Husey. Does that make it right?
Have you ever done it, Kate, is the question?
Yes, I've done it.
You've kept your kids?
Yes.
All of them, or do you play favourites?
No, I don't want all four home at once.
Mm.
Not crazy.
Which one would you prefer to be home the most?
Well, it depends. Yeah. Well, it depends what point we're at.
Mm.
It changes all the time.
Yeah, right.
At the moment, the little one.
Yeah. Does he enjoy a day home with mum?
Oh, he loves it.
What do you do, you two?
We go have a picnic.
Oh, do you?
Mm.
In a park or in the backyard?
By the lake, we go get secret KFC.
Ah.
Husey and Kate.
Welcome to Wednesday.
When we come back, Kate, an apology is going to come from our radio show.
Is it?
It is. People are waiting for it.
What have you done?
No, it's not what I've done. It's what you've done.
I've done.
Yeah. Liv says, this is what Liv says on the Facebook. Mm. Or
do we know Liv?
Well, I don't know.
Friend of the show?
Well, she's a part of the show, I imagine.
Okay.
She says, so is Kate going to apologise or not? I have 18 people in my office waiting. 18. It's a lot of people in an office. And they're waiting. Are they still at work?
Are they still at work? Or are they
tools
down?
Wow.
What's the nature of their work?
I don't know what the nature of their work is, but... Mm.
What could I have done?
Yesterday, we did a segment on the radio show and I was involved, but I think I wasn't as involved. No, this is all on you, actually. No, I'm not. I'm completely and utterly disassociating myself from this.
What I think it is?
Involving.
It started with an accident, but actually made me have an epiphany.
Involving traffic controllers. Do not miss this next segment.
The Husey and Kate catch up. Husey and Kate.
Husey and Kate driving you home this afternoon. Coming up in about half an hour's time, Coincidental Wednesday. If you've had a coincidence, get ready to give us a call on 13 10 60.
And we believe Kate has a cracking coincidence, which you will tell us all about.
Yes, a delightful one that emerged like the phoenix from the ashes of my poor father-in-law who'd fallen off a ladder.
Yeah. I want to keep people safe, don't we?
Yes, yes.
Well, that's...
safety first.
That brings us back to the topic we did yesterday, where the Husey and Kate Show did a topic, which you brought to the table.
No, no. Au contraire, mon frère.
I know you definitely...
You forced me to bring it to the table.
I didn't bring it. I don't...
Yeah, because I do not bring, it happened to me and Jack on Friday.
I don't bring... I don't force you to do anything.
No, Monday.
What, so I'm Monday. Here forcing you to...
Yes, you forced us.
I'm putting
to talk
words
about
in your
it.
Mouth. Am I? Mm. Well, let's look. It made a lot of people unhappy, Katie. The traffic controllers of Australia are outraged.
Tell me again what the traffic controllers do.
They hold the stop and slow signs, and
that's
they
right.
control the traffic.
That's right.
What seriously, guys. Louise says, seriously, guys. What are you doing? Don't tell people they don't have to listen to traffic controllers. You're trying to get people killed. This is, well, I think it is time for this. No, it isn't. No, it's not. Definitely not too late.
I don't think anyone said that, by the way. I don't think anyone said that.
Let's have a listen to what you said yesterday.
You know what? I'm done with stop and go people.
You're going to start ignoring them.
I'm done with you stopping the roads just because some a-hole developer wants to make $4 million from a block of flats that an Australian won't be able to afford to buy anyway. You've got no authority. You've just got a broomstick with two words written on it.
Tell
stop
you.
And go. I'm done with you. I'm not encouraging anyone else to share my attitude.
No, well, I need to, you know, try to protect my own reputation. That didn't come out right. But I need to, well, this is what I said yesterday, and I don't think a lot of the people heard the whole conversation.
No, most
that was obviously not a good part of the conversation. But just let me, for anyone who wants to, I said this.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Telling and people to ignore it is not great.
It's terrible, and I haven't done that. Can you just acknowledge that, Heidi, that I am being responsible?
You have done a great job.
Thank you, Heidi. So just for the people sending in the hate mail, you've heard there that I didn't. I at no point during that conversation said that people should ignore stop and slow signs, did I? So anyway, but you?
I didn't say people should either.
Well, that's
did
the
I?
Impression
no.
they're getting.
No, I'm not leading
Elise
movement.
Says you need to publicly apologise and start to appreciate the fact we risk our lives because of ignorant people like yourselves. We don't stop you to annoy you or ruin your day. We stop you to allow workers to continue to do their job without risk of dying that day. Yeah. Another one says, Sandra says, the fact that you made a mockery out of my job and by doing so you've put so many lives at risk. I hold a stop bat for a living. I'd like to tell you to come out for a day and see how dangerous this job can be without more or less telling people to totally disregard us. Now, I don't think everyone heard the whole conversation. We did two breaks, and by the second break, the tone had turned around a lot. We had a man called Scott, who's a stop-and-bat guy, stop-and-go bat holder. He got on, and you, I think he turned you around, Kate.
It's often for critical machine movements. Like, Kate, you could have gone straight through, and without realising, an excavator bucket could have been right in front of your windshield. That could have been it for you, mate.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. You've got a family
right,
as well.
Thank you, Scott.
Katie? So.
Well, Scott's made me mend my ways.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. So.
Yeah, but a lot of people hadn't heard that. I think they're in such
a
rage.
As we know about segments on the radio, people love nothing more than to be angered by something that they haven't listened to.
Well.
People adore it. And it's your right, people.
Well.
Just as it's my right to do certain things.
Well, I am here to apologise on behalf of Kate.
Thank you.
She knows that she did the wrong thing and she is going to think deeper. She's going to think more about her words and how powerful they are.
That's good, yes.
And for my part, I'm going to try harder to
rein me in.
Contain her more dangerous thoughts.
Taliban
here. And try to keep them off the radio.
Don't worry, one day I won't be allowed on the radio because the way we're going. you know I won't be allowed to be on the radio.
Do not turn this
what
around.
What a great day that will be.
Do not turn this
around.
When
we're all schlepping around like the Handmaid's Tale.
Do not turn this around.
What?
This is a serious apology. And it is actually serious. So I...
It is serious because you know what the stop and go is for more than anything else in our society?
Well, I do not...
For ideas. It's for ideas.
No, that is ridiculous. Mm. No, that is ridiculous. My apology stands on behalf of Kate.
Thank you. I thank you for that.
And we will and yes, thank you. Thank you.
Hughesy and Kate catch up.
Yeah, driving you home this afternoon. Still plenty on the way for you.
No doubt. And Katie, you feel better after I lent you my therapist last night.
Yes. So you sent him to my bedroom, straight to the bedroom where all good therapists concentrate.
So what time did he turn up to your house?
8 o'clock, bit after.
Mm, and you kept him there longer than you should have.
Was finding it hard to get rid of him.
He didn't get to my house till close to 9:30.
Yes.
It's meant to be there at 9 p.m.
Yes.
And I blame...
Yes. Well, I knew that he was supposed to go... But he just couldn't tear himself away.
Did he keep finding places in your body that he needed to be?
Yes, that needed his magic touch.
What did you wear, actually?
I asked him what to wear.
And what did he say?
Just some Chanel No. 5.
Seriously, what did you wear? I want to know what you wore. What were you wearing?
What do you mean you want to know what I wore? That's private between me and my therapist.
Did you have clothes on?
No, you'll never know. Until you two have studied myotherapy.
I know I was in my briefs.
Well, I didn't want to know.
Well, I was in my briefs.
I don't want to know.
Well, I've told you.
Don't tell me.
When we come back,
something
an amazing
unbelievable.
Story. Amazing.
That will affect so many people.
They relate to it?
Yes, in this room, let alone beyond.
Involving just stuff.
Eating at work.
Well, exactly. That's what it involves.
Eating at work.
And how much you can get in your gullet of food that is not yours, in fact. That's true, isn't it? Yes. It's not your food.
Why don't we come back and find out?
Hughesy and Kate catch up.
What's the statute of limitations on crimes? So that's the point at which they can't prosecute you anymore because too much time has passed, correct?
I don't know. Maybe it's the sort of crime.
Because I'm a bit nervous talking about this.
What have you done?
This is a story from America.
What is it?
In Ohio, a grocery store employee is facing felony theft charges.
That's serious theft charges.
Yes, yeah. Felonies like the, you know, in America there is that's a felony. That's like the worst one. For eating $9,200 worth of deli ham.
Over what period?
Oh, 8 years. The unnamed employee worked at the grocery chain Giant Eagle for 8 years. During that time, authorities say she helped herself to 3 to 5 slices of ham every day, totaling $9,200 in lost revenue.
Where's the evidence?
Authorities say she would also sometimes eat salami.
Is someone fingered her? I mean,
I don't know.
Well, no, honestly, what have they gone through? Okay. Have they gone back through? Like, have they spent all that time going back through the video footage?
How could they?
Has she admitted it? Has she?
The loss prevention manager received a tip that the employee had been eating the meat slices for years. Of course, I don't know how they found out about her. I don't know, but you know what it made me think of? My years.
As a deli chick.
At my alma mater.
What was it?
Coles Woodridge Deli.
Yeah. You held so much power as the deli chick.
I didn't think I had it. I thought the front end controller had all the power.
No, the deli.
Or checkouts.
Because the edible meat.
We had freedom. My job was to go into the deli, into the cold bit, through the plastic doors, and mix up a tub of coleslaw, which now I think because of OH&S, you have to buy it pre-packed, I think. Don't know many people are mixing up their own salad dressing.
Well, they might still be.
And then when I would go in there, I'd have a couple of slices. Look, I'm reenacting it for you.
Of ham?
No, chicken loaf. The round one, not the square one. I'm not a beast. And I would take the round slices, which I'd have in my pocket.
In plastic, I hope.
No. Doubt it. It was my uniform. I just put it on fresh.
You get fluff on them.
No, not. There's nothing fluffy.
You're not putting You're not putting chicken in your
starch
pocket.
And you are if you're going to eat it really quickly in the dark, in the cold room. And then I'd wrap it hastily around some coleslaw. I had to try the mix and down the hatch. And then I'd have to gobble it up in the dark.
Food's going down. Down, down. Food's going down.
I think everyone who works in food at any time eats some of it. Can I just say, as the deli chick, we used to try to, because I was a trolley boy, and I would try to suck up to the deli chicks just so that every now and again they would give me a quarter of the roast chicken.
Oh, yes.
Can I just have a quarter?
Not a whole quarter. Oh, no, mate, but I'll tell you what.
Don't give me a quarter.
In my 4 years, I never once sold a chicken with two wings on it.
Down, down, food's going down. Down, down, that food's never going happened. Down.
No one has done any food in that. Like if you work at McDonald's or Hungry Jack's, yes, or you're surely having a few fries,
I
aren't
can't
you?
I can't believe.
Aren't you?
Giant Eagle is because what you're doing is showing faith in the product that you're selling. I had to try my coleslaw mix to see if it was good. I had to try the chicken loaf.
You know what?
Sometimes I'd go, oh no, this chicken loaf's a bit old, it's gotta go.
You know what I...
Down the hatch.
Yeah, exactly.
Down, down. You're keeping, going down.
Keeping customers safe.
Down, yes.
Down. Food's going down.
I think sometimes we rely too much on stories from America when we've got our own better stories. So 3 or 4 slices of ham a day and maybe one of salami.
Preach, Banjo Patterson.
We
preach.
Can beat that.
13, 10, 60. What are you eating from work is what we want to know.
You don't have to exaggerate. Just be completely honest. We'll blow that 3 slices of ham a day out of the water.
Peter's dad worked at the brewery when they used to give them 2 beers with lunch.
Oh, beautiful.
Mm.
13, 10, 60. What are you eating at work?
The Husey and Kate catch up. Husey and Kate.
13, 10, 60. What are you eating from work after someone in the US has been caught eating, what, $18,000
worth of ham? $9,000
worth of ham. But it was 3 slices a day over a long period of time. 3 to 5.
I mean, most people have done that.
Ham. Over 8 years. Yeah. When I worked at the supermarket, I would eat a lot of food. Basically,
didn't you steal a jumper?
One jumper.
Yeah, well, that's all I said.
And I wore it with pride. Huh. It was one jumper. It was a jumper from Woolworths. And I think I wore...
Oh, so that's...
No, I'm not saying that Woolworths don't have great jumpers. I don't think they do clothes anymore, do they? Back in the old days.
Some of them do, I think. There's a half an aisle where you can get some undies.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think they're selling
supermarket
jumpers,
undies.
They wouldn't be selling jumpers.
And very few of them are. Yeah. Singlets and things like that. Big, and sockets.
It was a big operation, though. It was probably
my
biggest crime.
How did you do it? Did you eye it off the whole time?
I eyed it off, thought I really want that jumper.
What colour was it, blue?
Oh, I think it was grey. I don't know. I really want the jumper. It was a V-neck. I really want that jumper. And so what I did was I hid it and then I took it out the back and I put it in the skip.
Did you hide it in a trolley and push it out the back?
I pushed it out the back though. I remember hiding it in a skip, and then when I finished my shift, like 9:15 on a Friday night, rode my push bike around
to the back of the skip.
In the skip, opened the skip.
Oh, and was it there?
Of course it was there.
Yeah, just checking.
Put the jumper on and rode home. But anyway, that's the only
Did
crime.
You ever wear that jumper into work?
I'm not that stupid.
No. How much was it? $12.99.
It might have been $15. Yeah, I can't remember. Because clothes used to be more expensive.
Yes, when people got paid to make them.
Yeah, Kimberly.
Hello, Kimberly.
We're focusing on food, though, and you want to put your hand up and say you've been less than honest.
Yeah. So I used to work at a chicken shop called Leonard's.
Oh,
and
yum.
I would never take lunch or dinner. So I would cook up a product, eat half, and then put the rest out as a taste tester for the customers.
Oh, you're a good
girl. Down, down, food's going down. Down, down, food's going down.
Now, did your manager know that you were doing this?
No.
So, yeah, right. So if you had
did anyone else taste test for the customers?
There wasn't much left, but a couple of the customers could smell it and went, oh, what's cooking? I was like, oh, we've run out. I'll just make some more up for you.
If you had got caught, would have you got in trouble?
No.
Yeah, I
would have just said it was a taste tester.
Yeah, fair enough. So, but there's a chance now after this that they could go back and you know, use this as evidence and put you in jail.
You and I, Kimberly.
It was about 5 years ago.
same with me at Coles Deli.
What about my jumper incident?
His jumper. I mean, we could all be in the dock together.
That's why
we need to know.
This show has gone right off the rails. Matt, what is your story?
Hello. Mate, I'm a chef. And our cell club, and every time we cook chicken wings, nearly every day we do for lunch service.
Oh, yeah.
And an extra kilo gets dropped down.
A kilo?
Four for Matt.
Down, down. Who's going down?
Is that between you and how many other people?
Who's going down? Oh, just me, mate.
Doing a kilo.
A kilo of buffalo chicken wings a day.
Spicy wings, yeah.
Oh, spicy wings. Are you chopping them up into thirds or are you doing the boomerang wings, Matt?
No, we chop them up into thirds.
Oh, into the thirds. That's stunning!
But also you've got this ham American woman covered in, I reckon, 3 months.
Oh, yes.
Months.
No, chicken's cheap.
Chicken's cheap?
Yeah.
What's a kilo of chicken worth, Matt?
How much? Wholesale. You'd be getting that for $5 or $6.
It's about $5-$6 a kilo, rough. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure.
No, you don't have to be. Don't have to buy it.
How's Melmy weights and measures?
It's not bad.
What's Alana done?
Yeah, give it to us, Alana.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, great. Great.
Good.
What have you eaten at work, Alana?
So I used to work at a place and I was like a party host where you host like kids' parties.
Oh, yes.
And you'd take out platters of their food, which was like, you know, sausage rolls, party pies, nuggets.
Nuggets, yeah. Just, you know, kilo, just huge vats of that stuff. Yeah.
And I would just pinch a nugget or a sausage roll.
Of course you would.
Yeah. Downtown, food's going down.
Like, kids don't eat it half the time. They only eat the sweet stuff.
Yeah,
some
of them drop them. So
ways not what not, Alana. No one could ever convict her, I would have thought.
I mean, we don't have time for Andrew, but can I just give him an honourable mention? He worked at a pub and would drink at least half a dozen cocktails.
No, that's not good. Well, it's good. It's good for him. Kane, we're going to finish with you, mate. This is not your girlfriend.
Wife.
Oh, your wife, yeah.
Governor and so she used to work in aged care, and instead of taking dinner to work at night, she would just finish off the residents' food.
Oh, they're leftovers.
Yeah. I mean,
it's either that or in the bin.
No, I know, but it's just not an appealing concept, is it, Kane?
Nah, it's totally gross.
But Kane, do you reckon she ever just took their whole meal? And
yes,
just,
of course she
and
did.
And some of them said, they said, where's my meal? And she said, you've eaten it.
Hughie and Kate catch up.
Yeah, driving you home this afternoon. Time for one of our favourite games.
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way, my name's Christian too. What a coincidence.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
Very simple. 131060 is the number. You call it with a coincidence and tell us.
Great
That's
or
simple.
Small?
Yeah, absolutely. We love all coincidences. Katie's going to start us off, get the all ball right. rolling.
Hughie, I have a choice of two for you. One that Yak and I just had moments ago when we were talking about eating at work.
Yep. Well, let's go with that one. I know you've got the other great one. We'll
do
that
one. And
I've
got the other one involving father-in-law.
All right. So this is eating at work.
Okay. So I said to Mr. Darcy was in here, and when I was eating my snack of chicken loaf with coleslaw wrapped around coleslaw, like I used to when I worked at Coles Deli.
Yeah.
And Mr. Darcy said, "What happened?" I said, "I got sacked. My man," she said, "did you like it there?" I said, "Yeah, because I love the girls I worked with." And this is my rule in life. If you like the people that you work with, generally any job's bearable and, in fact, enjoyable if the people are good.
Mm.
Except I said, then my boss didn't like me all of a sudden and she sacked me for doing an exam on a Saturday morning. She said, "No one does exams on a Saturday morning," and she sacked me.
Yep.
I said, "Pam from Orange." And then Jack said...
Oh, I know a Pam from Orange. And, in fact, I'm pretty sure she works in a supermarket. I said, "Did she have short hair?" And Kate goes...
Yes, she did.
Do you think it's the same person?
I don't know. He showed me a picture, but I can't remember. I'm like, it could be. You know how I am with faces.
Well, how old is your Pam from Orange?
Oh,
have a guess.
How old does she look? About 60?
She'd be late 60s.
Now, that would be spot on.
It's coincidental.
How do you know her? I want to seek her out.
I was really good mates with her son.
So you've still got contact details for him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we need to, before the end of the show, I need to find out if Pam from Orange is the same Pam.
As if there's a Pam from Orange, though, anyway. I'm talking about in Brisbane.
Yeah, it's incredible coincidence, but is it the
same
person?
Where were you, Jack, when you met her son? On the Gold Coast, yeah.
Get onto that. Get onto
it. Isn't it?
Let's come back with bloody more coincidences.
Hughie and Kate.
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way, my name's Christian too. What a coincidence.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
one of our favourite days
now,
of the week.
We've already had one quiz from you, but you're going to give us the other one about your dad-in-law's fell off the ladder.
The day after Father's Day. My 83-year-old father-in-law.
Is he out of hospital?
He is now. When we're at Father's Day lunch, we were asked where Uncle Kevin was, his twin brother, because he sometimes comes to our family things.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, no, Uncle Kevin's no good. He's had an operation. And we made a joke about his past catching up with him because he's always been a bit of a,
lad.
He's been a fun fellow, sure. Uncle Kevin. And Uncle Kevin was in rehab. And we were like, oh, that's a shame. We had a toast to Uncle Kevin. And then the next day, my father-in-law, Brian, his identical twin brother, fell off a ladder.
Yep.
Why is an 83-year-old up a ladder?
He wanted to do some painting, apparently.
Yes, he did. Yep. Came down really terrible. They thought he might have spinal injuries.
Broke half a dozen ribs?
Yeah, some in several places. Hmm. Broke his collarbone.
Yeah.
Punctured his lung.
Your bones aren't as strong.
No, he's a pretty tough
fellow,
though, as it transpired.
Well, yes.
So on Friday morning, I went in with the kids to see him in hospital and give him a little buck up.
Yep.
And he was just up. He'd just been for his first walk. The trauma unit were all in there, like eight doctors.
Yep.
He'd had his first all clear. And they said, you're going to rehab. And I said, oh, that's good, because I don't know about him going home to my mother-in-law, who was also still a bit annoyed with him. And that afternoon, Marie, my mother-in-law, called up and said they put him into rehab. Of all the rehab units in this entire country, they put him in the same rehab as his twin brother, Kevin.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
Is Kevin still,
what are the odds?
Is Kevin still in there?
Yeah, they're still in there.
So they're there
together.
They're together. Oh, that's cute.
The brothers, the Lewis brothers.
I think you could do coincidences with twins all day long.
Isn't that amazing? It's not in a suburb. Either of them are anywhere
near. Remember we had a couple of twins who were friends with my son and they broke their arm in the exact same
spot. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Sarah, your coincidence.
Yeah, g'day guys. How are you?
Great.
Oh, we're excellent on a Coincidental Wednesday, Sarah.
That's good. So the year was 1963 and my dad and his family had gone to the local river swimming, and my dad and his auntie were swimming in the shallows, but they got a bit adventurous and started to get swept away by the current.
Oh.
Anyway, my grandparents were far away, so next minute my father's under the water and he's holding his sister up so she could breathe, and all of a sudden someone pulls them out of the water and pulls them to the side of the bank, saving their lives, basically. Mm. And my grandparents come running over and they never got the guy's name. He took off and they never knew who it was. So fast forward to 2001, 38 years later, and I randomly ended up working in the pub near that river.
Mm.
And one day there was just the three locals drinking in the bar and I overheard one of them telling a story about this time he'd saved two kids in the river.
Oh.
And obviously my ears pricked up and I went over and I said, what year was that? And he was like, it was 1963. And I go, was it a boy and a girl? And he's like, yes. And I'm like, you're the guy who saved my dad.
Oh, Sarah. I've got goosebumps as well.
You wouldn't be here if that, bar fly hadn't have done what he did.
Very true.
Oh, that's a lovely one.
That's ripper.
Isn't it?
Let's move on. Craig, what do you got?
G'day, Husey. How you doing?
Yeah, we're great here, mate.
Good, good, good. On a ship in Alaska in September of 1989, met the bride, got married. 19 years later, we started, we wanted to buy a caravan. We went down to Jayco Caravan in Geelong,
which is
190 k's from where we live. We bought a Jayco Caravan, and the man put the registration plates out on the table. And the registration plate was S89149. And I went, oh, shit, it's one day. Oops. I went, oh, bugger, it's one day off my birthday. And she said, that's the day we met.
Oh.
So the registration.
It's Coincidental Wednesday. Hang on, the 8th.
September. We met on a ship in 1989 and the registration was 149. So 14th of September 1989 was the day we met.
Really?
So 19 years later.
Yeah,
caravan registration exactly the day we met.
I'm getting tingles from this. It's not Tingly Thursday,
and
people.
Also, who doesn't love a Jayco?
Wednesday.
A beautiful Australian-made caravan.
Stunning. Open road, go wherever you like, as long as you can find some electricity, be fine.
Do you have to have electricity?
I don't know. But I was given it. You know what I was given the other day, Katie? A full encyclopedia of free caravan parks and camping sites.
Free camping sites.
Around Australia.
That's so great. Mm. You'll never use that.
Probably not.
Give it to my mother-in-law.
Oh, well, you remind me and I'll bring it in. Kylie, what do you got?
I went on a date one night with a guy who lived on a boat. Mm. And we're talking about boats, and I said, I got married on a boat. And he said, what one? And I said, the Aussie Magic. And he said, the one pulling up next to us. Oh. And I went out, and it was. But then he said, when did you get married? And I told him, and he was a captain on my boat. So now I have a wedding photo of two douchebags and me in between.
It's coincidental. The captain and your original husband.
Yeah, there's me in the middle in my bride dress with my husband on one side and a douche. You know, 20 years later, dated.
What? Yeah. A douche.
A douche. So the captain didn't work out well.
Yeah, right. Two douchebags. Is that what she said?
Two douchebags. Mm. Her ex-husband and the captain, who she dated.
That's coincidental Wednesday.
Hughie and Kate catch up. The Hughie and Kate catch up.
Bit of breaking news here. This is not a joke. If you have bought Berry Obsession or Berry Luscious strawberries... From Woolworths in Queensland, Victoria, or New South Wales.
Yeah, no.
Do not eat them because they have, some of them have pins in them. Sewing needles being found inside some of the strawberries.
Sewing needles.
Yes.
No, that was not what I was expecting you to say.
No, it's not. No, that's what it is. Sewing needles.
What do you mean?
Sewing needles.
No, I know what sewing needles
and
are.
And more than one punnet have had.
Has someone tampered with them?
Well, yes. They obviously suspect foul play. I don't think they're growing inside the strawberries.
I have to say, I mean, by all means.
Very cheap at the moment, strawberries.
Don't
too.
Eat them, but it's very unlikely that you're going to put a whole strawberry down the hatch and not notice that there's a needle.
Well, a man did, and he ended up having to go to hospital.
Did he?
Yes, true.
And is that how they found out?
Yes, it is. That's where it started from. Man had to go to hospital because he had a sewing needle in his abdomen. Look, they found him in different stores around the country. So,
well, that's
yeah,
terrible.
This is not just one. This
Who
is
would do that? Well, the strawberry wars.
Well, again, a Berry Obsession or Berry Luscious in Queensland, Victoria, New South Wales. If you bought punnets from Woolies lately. Do not eat them.
Oh, they've put out a press release.
Yes, they have.
They've had a press conference. No,
there's not a joke. There's not time for berry.
Berry, sorry.
No, that's what no they one's said. Berry, I'm berry, sorry.
That's what they said. We're berry, berry, sorry.
There's not a time for that or that. There's a time.
Oh, well, you know, it's not a.
But I would say don't eat them. If you do, make sure you cut them up.
Yeah, slice them up. Berry season's never been stronger.
God, the strawberries
are
cheap.
They're stunning.
I'm loving them.
Stunning.
All right. We're also loving Freaky Facts, which is coming up next, all thanks to The Athlete's Foot, which has the right fit for all kids' foot shapes. Find the nearest location at theathletesfoot.com.au.
What's a bottle of... What's a packet of needles that just fell out of your pocket?
It's not time for laughs. You're not winning here. But the Freaky Fact Kid wins.
Yes. Up next, Hughie and Kate.
Hughie and Kate.
Time for some facts of the freaky kind.
It's a super freak, super freak, super freaky fact.
Bobby Arthur White, welcome to the show. Did you love your introduction?
Yeah.
That was
Bobby
good,
wasn't Arthur
it?
White, you've got one of the greatest names in the free and possibly the imprisoned world.
And Kate has a cold, so she really had to dig deep to get that out, mate, but she did.
I was determined, Bobby Arthur
White. She did a
great
job. So, Bobby, how old are you, buddy?
I'm 7.
Yeah, what a great age.
Very good because you can read and you can really immerse yourself in freaky facts.
Mm, I've got a 7-year-old at the moment. Have you, Kate? You got a 7-year-old?
No, I don't have a 7-year-old.
You've got an 8-year-old. No, you've got a 9-year-old.
I've got a 9-year-old.
Yeah. So, Bobby, give us your first fact, buddy.
The parrotfish makes a bubble snot around itself at night to keep it safe from predators, and then in the morning it eats it all up.
Super freaky fact.
Incredible.
What does it do, the parrotfish?
A bubble of snot. It blows it out its nose and it goes all around it and it protects itself from other fish. And in the morning, it eats that snot. That's incredible.
Amazing.
I love that.
Why is it called a pirate fish?
No, parrotfish.
A parrotfish.
Oh, sorry, parrotfish.
Are you English, Bobby Arthur White?
I'm Australian.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, why do you have that accent?
Are your parents
English?
No one knows.
Sorry?
Is your mum English?
Yes, there you go.
So you and your mum talk a lot, and we love the way you speak, Bobby.
It's beautiful, but it's perplexing because you have the name of an American country singing artist, but you have the accent of a boy from England.
You keep everyone guessing is what you do, Bobby, and we love it. Give us your fact number two.
Pirates actually wore eye patches to make it easier to see in the dark below deck.
What the hell?
Freaky fact.
There's a coincidental Wednesday.
I know, because I thought he said pirate fish.
Yes.
And he had a pirate fact coming up, and I had no idea, Bobby.
It's coincidental Wednesday.
I had no idea you had a pirate fact coming up.
When you block the vision in one eye, Bobby Arthur White, does it make your other vision more keen?
Must. It's interesting. Don't answer. It's a good fact, Bobby. Love it.
What else have you got, Bobby Arthur White?
Bring it home, Bobby.
In 2006, a woman farted on a plane and tried to cover up the smell by lighting matches, causing an emergency landing.
Super freaky fact.
I think we've all farted on planes and thought that wasn't a good idea.
I don't think so.
No, I have. I have. I've farted on planes so bad where I thought they might just make an emergency landing because I'm too close to where the cockpit is, and if this gets through, that could knock the pilot out. Do you like that story, Bobby?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. That's a great...
She tried to cover it up with
matches. Yeah, it's embarrassing when you don't realise how toxic they're going to be. I tell you.
It makes my husband really angry. You know, that generally flatulence makes him angry. He gets angry when the children do it in the room with us. You know, he's never done it in front of me.
I remember
once. And on the plane, he gets incensed.
It happens. It's for your stomach on planes. It's really hard to keep it. You know,
Flight attendants
have told me, Bobby, that if they don't like a passenger, they will fart as they walk past them and just to annoy the passenger, Bobby. And they call it crop dusting. So, yeah. Good one.
Bobby Arthur White, don't let that enter your beautiful, fine young mind. You've been delightful.
Have you farted today, Bobby, do you reckon?
Yes.
Yeah, so have I.
Don't
I certainly
say
have.
Say things like that.
Boy, we all do. Kate, you're a fart denier.
I'm not.
Like it doesn't happen.
Just think something's have a you, private, Bobby Arthur White.
Have you today, Kate?
That's ridiculous.
Sounded like one then.
All right, Bobby, congratulations. $200 Athlete's Foot voucher is all yours.
Good on you, buddy.
All thanks to the
Bobby
Athlete's Foot.
Arthur,
that's the right fit for all kids' foot shapes. Find your nearest location, theathletesfoot.com.au. If you've got a kid that wants to do freaky facts.
What do we do?
131060. You call us right now. Simple as that.
Just give us a call and we'll get you on the list and you could do freaky facts next week.
Do it right now. 131060. Hughesy and Kate.
Hughesy and Kate catch up.
Yes, good evening. Hughesy, Kate here, driving you home.
We just had Bobby, our seven-year-old.
Bobby Arthur White.
Yeah, he...
Bobby Arthur White.
Whose mum is English, so he's got a cool accent. He told us one of his freaky facts, Katie, that pirates used to wear a patch on their eye so they could see under the hull or see when they go
when they
to below
from
deck.
The light into the dark, obviously somehow it would help them.
Well, Ryan, you know the science behind it. What is it, buddy?
I do, guys. It's so when they go below deck, they can switch eye because the eye with the eye patch has been in the dark constantly.
How brilliant. It's been acclimatised to the dark.
Exactly.
So they Ryan.
So they take that eye patch off that eye.
Yeah, they'd flip it up.
Yeah,
off that
and then they can see with that one eye because it's already in the dark.
Thank you, Ryan.
What would they have had their,
give him a prize.
Their eye patch with?
Give him a prize,
because they didn't have
elastic in those days, did they? Oh, string.
Portable charging pack.
Portable charging pack. Everyone loves
Signet.
Very handy charging pack
for the latest in tech gadgets and goodies. Go to signet.com.
When the pirate goes below quarters, Ryan, he might be down there for hours, but he'll never run out of charge.
That's true. Heartwarming story. Heartwarming story when we come back.
Oh, I love a heartwarming story. Will it make me cry?
I think it might. Involving a man who was born without something that most men really enjoy.
A sense of superiority on women's?
I don't know.
All the superannuation?
No, it gets a bit racy, but it's all in a good cause when we come back.
I can't wait.
All right, don't go anyway.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up.
Lovely story, Katie, emanating.
You promised me heartwarming.
Yeah, it is heartwarming. Emanating out of England. Man born without his doodle. Given.
That's not heartwarming.
Bionic organ by surgeons, which is a lovely story. 1 in 20 million.
That's a lovely story.
Yeah, Andrew Wardle, very handsome man, actually. Very handsome. Was born 1 in 20 million abnormality. So he had nothing down there.
1 in 20 million.
Yep, apparently. And tough for the lad, you know, tough for the lad. Had a lot of operations as a boy.
What did he have down there?
No, well, he had nothing.
Like a Ken doll?
Yeah, just nothing. So they had to fly in some Hong Kong.
But hang on, there must have been something.
Had to fly in some Hong Kong surgeons to sort him out to make
sure.
So
he could do wheeze.
So he could, yeah, do all that stuff. Mm. But growing up, would look at his adopted brother and go, I wish I'd pray every night that I'd wake up.
I don't think with that's.
Doodle like what? His. Yeah, of course you would.
Don't know about that. But
absolutely is what you do.
Well, is his brother awake or asleep? Or?
Well, you look at him in the they probably shared a room. That's not. There's nothing unusual about that. As I
it
said,
sounds weird.
Handsome bloke. So he attracted women, Andrew did.
Yes.
But, and he would have a good time with them. They just thought he was very overly attentive, but always led to problems. Yeah, and this is...
Of course, it's a hard thing to navigate.
This is what he's had to say. Serious relationships usually ended after he told the truth about his missing...
Really?
...doodle. Yeah, one girlfriend even punched him in the face.
What?
Yeah, she punched him in the face.
That's weird.
Well, she reacted poorly to his news. Well, this is his story.
That's not right. You don't punch someone in the face if they're telling you about their disability. Do you? That's just really weird.
Well, it's not great.
I find that
people
odd.
React differently.
I'm not on board.
What you
I'm not on board.
You think he didn't tell her the right way?
I don't know. Well, I find it
she
weird.
She should not have punched him in the face.
No, I'm not condoning that at all.
Anyway,
that raises more questions than it answers.
He met
as an example of how people took it poorly. I think that's a bad example.
He met the love of his life via Skype.
And what did she do?
She's from Hungary.
Stab him?
No, her name is Fedra Fabian, and she stood by him when he had this numerous operations to sort it out. So he found out only a couple of years ago that it was possible to have an operation. They took some skin from his arm, and they did all sorts of things, and they...
Baby's arm?
On that topic, they built it.
Did they?
They built it.
Build it and you will come. Did they?
Really good from you. I think that was just... well, have a listen as to how impressed Fedra was. She's...
Fedra?
Her name's Fedra.
Is it?
It's not Fedra. It's not Roger Federer.
So I pronounce it properly.
Fedra. F-E-D-R-A.
Oh, Fedra.
Very impressed.
When they built it, I thought, it's
big, yeah.
Yes, it's ridiculous.
Oh. Well, listen to her giggling.
It's big.
I'm shocked.
Apparently it's really big.
Oh, yeah.
Worth the wait, it would seem. Mm. And the organ has been plumbed into his testicles.
Oh, don't.
That's what it says.
That's not necessary. Oh, so you can make a baby.
Raising the possibility of children.
Oh.
He says, I would like children, two ideally. But he hasn't had the fertility test done yet. But it's a lovely story. So, and they're very...
So he obviously always had...
Well, he's always had the two.
Mm.
Yeah, right. I didn't think about that. He must have. So were they on the outside? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
They must have been.
I mean, we're not doctors. Mm. But I tell you what, that's lovely. That made me happy to hear her little chuckle.
Yeah,
she's thrilled.
She's having a bloody great time. She said that, you know, because of the pump, he can do it any time. Even if he's really drunk, he can still do it.
Is that what she said?
That's what she said, yes.
Oh.
Mm. So they haven't discussed marriage yet, but... Looks like it's really on the cards.
How long they've been together?
I don't know. Anyway, so his first time at the age of 45, and she said it was great, amazing. She said. So
well, presumably wasn't her first time.
No, we're not going to talk about how many times she.
No, but so for her to give it a ringing endorsement.
Yeah.
You know, well, wasn't her first rodeo.
No, it wasn't. I don't. Anyway, it's all good. It's a happy story.
Your idea of heartwarming's unusual.
Nice. Look at him. Look how happy he
looks. Love it. Show them to me.
Hey, Susie and Kate driving you home.
And they're cute.
Susie and Kate.
Susie and Kate driving you home this afternoon.
You've eaten all the ham, Katie? Have you got some left
there?
No,
that wasn't ham.
What did you eat in that? Oh, chicken loaf, sorry.
See?
Yeah, no, I'm not focusing enough. It looked like ham. I think everything's ham. Everything isn't ham.
I'm not really mad on ham. yeah. of all the sliced things.
Yeah, right, there you go. Yeah. It would be the most popular though, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Not in some countries.
Yeah, that's true. Very, very good point.
All right, if you missed any of this show, get yourself the Hit app right now and podcast, Husey and Kate, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, all.
Now you're all caught up with Husey and Kate, so there's no excuse not to test your financial fitness at mortgagechoice.com.au/bootcamp.